Okay, it's great to have you here on the Monday Watch on bpnradio.com. A man who's been on with me several times before, Evangelist D.R. Harrison from the Greenville Awakening going on in Chucky, Tennessee. And last Thursday night, we did a test run from the tent in Chucky, Tennessee, the Greenville Awakening, and we had great response. In fact, we're going to, starting tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, we're going to be broadcasting live here on bpnradio.com, the Greenville Awakening, and that starts at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and that will be all this week, Monday through Friday. We'll be broadcasting live from Chucky, Tennessee, the Greenville Awakening. It's good to have D.R. Harrison back on with me today and to give us a report as they start week number 20. Is that right, week 20?
Yes, sir. It's hard to believe, but we start week number 20 tonight, and it's just been the atmosphere continues to build, and it just continues to gain momentum each and every night.
Wow. How long are you guys going to go?
Well, we're going to keep going until God leads otherwise. The pastors involved, and of course myself, we have nothing but a green light in our spirit to keep going forward. And God continues to open doors, and God continues to bring new people in, new churches from all over the country. And I believe we're going to be here quite a while. We're excited to see what God's doing.
Well, that's amazing. And all of this started in a little Baptist church on April the 15th. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Just a little Baptist church on the side of the mountain on April the 15th. And one thing led to another. And now, starting tonight, we'll be here 5 months.
Oh, wow.
That we've been in this town. And
wow.
I believe week 19 was the best week we've had yet.
Tell me what happened last week.
From the start, from Monday night, there was just a different level of the Lord's presence under the tent. All kinds of new people coming in from several states, people as far away as Arizona, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, just new people coming from everywhere. The power of God was so strong in convicting sinners. Wednesday night, we had our largest crowd yet on a Wednesday night.
Wow.
They were standing outside of the tent. There were 70 churches under the tent. God saved 41 people that night.
Mm.
And the power of God was just so strong. And it continued into Thursday. And then Friday night, the altars were filled with people begging God to send revival, not only to just Greenville and not only to America, but literally to the entire world.
Well, that's amazing. How are people hearing about this revival?
Our biggest platform that the Lord has used greatly has been social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and really word of mouth. It's amazing to see people getting saved, and they're going and they're telling people immediately what God's done for them. The other night, there was an individual that they had been praying for years. He was an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
and he came under the tent, and he got under conviction, and he left lost. He came back the next night. This time, he ran to the altar and got saved, and immediately, he started telling others at his work and his family about how God changed his life, and so he's bringing people in, and they're getting saved, and
mm-hmm.
it's just a domino effect.
It's amazing. You know, I believe the key phrase there, DR, is people getting saved. You know, people can talk about, oh, we're having a great revival, we're having great revival meetings, but if people are not getting saved, then I don't believe that's true revival. But people are getting saved every night under the big tent there in Chucky, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Every night God is drawing people. And the amazing thing is, not every night am I preaching to the lost. just like Friday night, I preached to the church about desperate cries for revival. And there's some nights that I deal strictly to the church, but during the invitation time, the conviction is so strong that God is drawing sinners, even when a message isn't even preached or geared towards the lost. So God is drawing sinners, and as I said the last conversation, people are coming to the tent now to get saved. They're coming there to get saved because God's dealing with them away from the tent, not just under the tent.
Holy Ghost conviction. We don't hear much about Holy Ghost conviction anymore, but I know that's what's true. Happening there at the Greenville Awakening. People are getting convicted of their sins.
Yes, sir. They sure are, and people are changing, and people are getting rid of their alcohol. God's cleaning up their habits. God's cleaning up their addictions. One particular person, you know, he's battled with his cigarettes. He's a saved man, but he's not been able to kick that addiction and that habit. And 7 weeks ago, he brought and laid his cigarettes on the altar, and we prayed over him. And for the first time in 35 years, he has not had a cigarette in 7 weeks. Wow. He's not had a desire for it. He's not craved it. Well, that's nothing that no man can make that up. That's all God. And there's thousands, literally thousands of stories from saved people and lost people how God has changed lives.
Well, I'm amazed at what God is doing. And, you know, I grew up in the Pentecostal church. My dad was a Pentecostal preacher. When I listen to your service on Thursday night, you know, it the music is good, but the music is not what's drawing people. And there were, you know, it was like an old fashioned revival service that I'd been a part of many years ago. And I thought, you know, it's not all of these things that's drawing people. I believe it's the Holy Ghost, and I felt the anointing. And, you know, I don't hear very many pastors or preachers today talk about getting people convicted. You know, when I was a boy, I would see people grip the back of the pews or run to the altar and interrupt the preacher. But you don't have much of that anymore. So evidently something is happening in Greenville County, Chucky, Tennessee, that is not the norm. I mean, we would think maybe it's a throwback of the old days because you sing a lot of old songs and, you know, you don't have a big band, but it's the Holy Ghost. It's evident, D.R. Harrison, that the Holy Ghost is at work. And I'm excited about it.
It's exciting to see what God's doing. I mean, some nights, you know, we may sing for an hour and 15 minutes and then have preaching. Some nights we only pray. Some nights we've only come out of the tent and just prayed, and that's how God's led us to do. The thing that is so amazing is that there's so many different denominations. Everybody's in one mind and one accord, and we come under the tent with no program. Not one time in 19 weeks have we come into the tent with any set program. We just try to follow the Lord and try to follow the Holy Spirit and let Him do what He wants to do. And because ultimately, it's not about me. It's not about a denomination. It's not about a church. It's not about a tent. It's not about Chucky, Tennessee. It's about the Lord and Him doing what He wants to do. And it's obvious. Week number 20 stands for redemption. Wow. And it's obvious that God is doing something bigger than any of us. And I really believe, Brother Dale, and I mean this with all my heart, I believe this could be the next great awakening. The ingredients are there. The power of God's there.
Yeah.
The unity is there. And I really believe that it's so big that we can't even comprehend what God's wanting to do.
Well, I'm believing that this revival the Greenville Awakening is going to spread all over America. You know, one of the reasons that I wanted to start going live 2 or 3 years ago on BPN Radio is so that we could start broadcasting revival services live on BPNradio.com. So, you know, we've done Sunday services, but we've never done any night live revival services until now. So I've been waiting for this occasion, and I'm excited that these services are going to be promoted, and there's people that's going to be listening across America and around the world, and we're gonna help spread the revival news as the Holy Ghost spreads the revival fire. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. And this is what this radio station is all about, calling America to pray. And I believe that when we pray, we're eventually going to have revival. And I know that prayer is the foundation of what you're doing there in Greenville County, Tennessee, right? I know you guys have regular prayer times.
Yes, sir. Prayer has been the foundation of this entire revival. And even now, prayer is sustaining the revival. And every night, 7 days a week at midnight. Some come at 11 p.m., but mostly come at midnight. Mm-hmm. People gather back around the tent, and they'll lay out in the field. They'll lay out in the shavings. They'll lay out in the choir loft. They'll lay out in the aisles. They'll hold on to poles under the tent, wherever God leads them to, and they'll just pray. Mm-hmm. There was people there last week, literally from 12 a.m. after a service now.
Wow.
Had just gotten out around 9:30. They came back at 12, and there were men praying till 4:30 in the morning.
Every night during the service,
I have men laying under the platform that are praying for me while I preach, and then I have men and women that walk around the 10-acre cow pasture that tent is sitting on, and the entire time the service is going on, they are making circles around the tent praying and throwing out mustard seed, begging God for the faith to move the mountains that the devil's built up in this country, and for God to move those mountains and send revival.
That's amazing.
And,
amazing.
It's all about prayer.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I certainly agree. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face,
that's it.
Turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. Well, we need a nationwide revival, spiritual awakening, and I believe you're on the right track. I believe you're on the right track, and I want to be a contributor, and I want BPNRadio.com to be a contributor to what God is doing there. And I know you got it right. You're praying. You're preaching and winning souls and being led by the Spirit of God, however the Holy Spirit wants to do it. I know the Holy Spirit loves that. And, of course, that is the way that I've operated for so many, many years. And how did the midnight prayer start? How did that get started?
It started months and months and months ago, long before we ever had revivals break out here in this town. The pastor, Brother Stockton, that had the burden, him and a couple of his men began praying. Pastor Stockton started praying 8 years ago for revival to come to this town and to America. And men in his church and started getting under a burden. And 8 years later, God, on April 15th, started something that no man could have ever imagined or ever dreamed of. And after the revival started,
okay,
the prayer burden grew stronger, and it's just been a domino effect. One person has a burden, and somebody else catches that burden.
Mm-hmm.
They see their prayers answered, and they kick up the prayer level another level. The devil turns up the pressure and the heat, and instead of caving in to the pressure that the devil throws at us, people get on their knees and pray harder.
So, you'd only been preaching for 2 years. Why did Pastor Stockton invite you? And how long did he invite you to preach? 1 day or 2 days? Or how did it all start?
Brother Stockton had followed me from the Burlington Revival. That's where I got saved at in 2016, was the Burlington Revival. And he had followed that revival, and he had followed me from that point through Facebook and through social media. And in the end of 2017, God, according to Brother Stockton's testimony, God put on his heart that I was the man that he needed to bring to do revival at his church. And so he called me, and I gave him the only date that I had open at the time. And everything just fell into place from there. And God used Brother Stockton and God used him in my life, and God's used me in ways I never could have dreamed, and it's humbling just to even be a part of what God's doing.
Well, that's an amazing story, D.R. Harrison. In a moment, I'm going to have you to pray, and we're looking forward to broadcasting the services live. We've got everything all set up, ready to go. The quality that we did the test run last Thursday night, quality is great, and we are excited, and we will be broadcasting the services until you get finished. And
praise the Lord.
I'm grateful, thankful. We believe that many people are going to join in. Many people are going to be attracted to the Greenville Awakening. How can people find get more information about the Greenville Awakening on social media?
They can go to social media, to Voice of Hope Ministries. They can go to my personal page, Dr. Harrison. They can go to vohministries.org to get more information. This week we have a jam-packed week of we have the Allen family coming in from Michigan that's going to do special singing tomorrow and Tuesday, and they are amazing. They're blessed and they're anointed by God. We're excited about that, and I believe week 20 is going to be the best week yet, and I believe it's going to launch us to another level. We want to thank you and BPN Radio personally for the opportunity to broadcast what God's doing in Chucky to around the world. And we are eternally grateful to you for being so kind to us and to do what you guys are going to do this week.
Well, we're excited. And, of course, we're going to have it on our social media sites. We'll be sending out the word on our mailing list. And so we're excited. Why don't you say a prayer before you go? And we'll look forward to broadcasting all this week on bpnradio.com, 6 p.m. Central Time. 7 p.m.
Amen.
Eastern Time. Say a prayer. Good to have you on today.
Thank you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be on BPN Radio today. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Gentry and his staff and, Lord, their burden for revival. Thank you for what you've done in Greenville and already around the country in 28 states with the revival that you have sparked here. I pray, Father, that week 20 would be the best yet. I pray, Father, you would continue to draw people from the four corners of the earth. God, may you anoint every night the service, and God, may you save a mighty harvest of souls this week. Anoint the broadcast. May there not be any glitches. May you have everything run smooth. And God, may people around the world get a spark of revival. And God, may you spread revival fires like never before. God, do something more than you've ever done. May this be the next great awakening, and God, may it be the most mighty revival that's ever taken place in the history of mankind. And God, may your will be done in my life, Brother Gentry's life, our family's life. And God, may your will be done in the Greenville Awakening. We thank you, Lord, again for what you've done. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Evangelist D.R. Harrison. The Greenville Awakening. We look forward to the service tonight. Thanks for
God
being
bless
on
you.
Today. Bless you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.